The national nail-biter that the Republican race for the presidential nomination has become has made each state contest its own gripping drama, even in states that have never been seen as keys to the nomination. Utah and Arizona are the latest primaries to boost the tallies of the three remaining candidates, one of whom, John Kasich, seems to be counting on a contested convention. Ted Cruz, who is trying to catch up to Donald Trump's delegate count and is running strong in Utah especially. But at the very least, we get to hear the subtle, nuanced way in which Donald Trump uses his unmatched rhetorical skills to attract Utah's Mormons.
Do I love the Mormons, okay? Do I love the Mormons? I have many friends that live in Salt Lake. I have a lot of friends. No, I have a lot of friends. By the way, Mitt Romney is not one of them. Did he choke? Did this guy choke? He's a choke artist. I can't believe. Are you sure he's a Mormon? Are we sure?
Donald Trump on a campaign swing in Salt Lake City last Friday. Bill Allred is a co-host of the Radio From Hell show on KXRK in Salt Lake City. He says that Trump came off sounding more like a visitor from Sodom and Gomorrah, which didn't exactly appeal to the family values suburbs surrounding Salt Lake City.
I've lived here most of my life, and I don't recall any time that all these presidential candidates have stopped here. It's just never happened. We're grateful for the money, and we're grateful for the excitement.
And Donald Trump trying to evaluate who's a Mormon and who's not?
Well,
what's that look like to you guys?
I think to the general Mormon population, they sort of weren't fooled. You know, it's like Donald Trump getting out the sorting hat from Harry Potter and, you know, they say, let's see if we can figure out who's a Mormon and who's not a Mormon. But he likes the Mormons. You know, he wants to make that very clear. And then he had his son call up and say, please, please give my dad another chance. He's more like you Mormons than you know. He doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke and he never has any. And he's had several wives.
Did he really say that?
Well, I don't think he said the several wives.
Okay.
No, but he did say he doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke. And he has had several wives, but just not all at the same time.
Right.
So
he did it the normal sort of Protestant way to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do people think of Donald Trump as just not for me or interesting, but I prefer Cruz or Antichrist or what?
There are some very rabid Donald Trump supporters here, as there are everywhere. And they are the same supporters that he has everywhere. That kind of, you know, the Tea Party gone wild group. But I don't think there are enough of them that they're going to give him a victory here in Utah. I think that you'll find that they're lining up more behind the traditional leaders that they always line up behind. If Mitt Romney, if the Mittbot 2000 says this is who you vote for, that's who they'll line up behind. And apparently that's Ted Cruz. So I think Utah Republicans will vote for Ted Cruz.
But Mitt Romney and Ted Cruz, I mean, you put them at a dinner table. What would they have to say to each other? They are so different.
Well, I don't, you know, I have no idea what they would have to say to each other. But I don't know if you put Mitt Romney and anybody at a dinner table what they would have to say to each other. Mitt Romney seems to be from another planet to me personally as well. He's kind of otherworldly. But you're right, Ted Cruz is also otherworldly. It doesn't matter. All Mitt Romney's trying to do is disrupt the Republican convention, and he thinks the best way to do that is by getting behind Ted Cruz. And so other prominent Utah Republicans are lining up with Mitt Romney and supporting Ted Cruz. Our lieutenant governor is supporting now Ted Cruz.
You know, when Mitt Romney was running, you know, you never heard Mormon-ness really talked about. It was as though there was a kind of be discreet, Mitt. Don't you know, wave some Mormon flag here. We want you to win. But now it seems like, you know, Ted Cruz is coming to town and it's Mormon this and Mormon that. And look at me. And I'm practically Brigham Young. And I what's changed? I mean, it seems like now it's like out of the closet, you know, marching down the street.
Well, what's changed is those delegates. they Ted Cruz really, 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 really wants those delegates, and Donald Trump really, really, really wants those delegates. There are, what, 36, 40 delegates? I think there are 40 Republican delegates, and they really want them. That's it. That's the name of the game right there. And I don't know. I don't get it myself. I mean, I don't know why anybody believes Ted Cruz. He comes to Utah and he says, I will give Utah, you know, there's right now Utah's really the Republican, conservative Republicans here. They're on this big kick of, you know, getting back all the federal land and having Utah take over all the federal land in
right.
Utah. And he says, and I will make sure that every single acre of federal land is given back to Utah. Really, you'll do that? And every single word of Obamacare will be repealed. What does he think he's going to be? He's not going to be, is he going to be emperor? Is he going to be king? How is he going to get all that done? But people think that's great, and they line up behind him, and I don't know.
What about on the Democratic side? Bernie's doing doing well in Utah. Is that a kind of a sign of Trump disgruntlement with the two-party system on the left?
I think Utahns, the Democrats, would rather vote for a socialist than they would rather vote for a woman. I mean,
wow.
Theoretically, Bernie Sanders could be a priesthood holder. You know, and Hillary Clinton can't be a priesthood holder.
So. Well, I'll tell you, in the history of modern American politics, I don't think it's ever been the case that a candidate, you know, decided not to speak to AIPAC, the Israeli lobby, at their big event, and instead flew out to Utah.
Yeah, it's amazing. And again, it's those. I think Bernie Sanders really wants those delegates that are in play.
Just around the state, is everybody taking this seriously? Is everybody really thrilled with all the attention that Utah is getting?
You know, it's hard to gauge. I'm here in Salt Lake City, and that seems to be where, you know, everything happens. But you go outside of Salt Lake City, and it is a different world. It's very conservative once you leave Salt Lake. Salt Lake City, we have an openly a gay mayor here. We have an extremely large, you know, a gay population in Salt Lake, and Salt Lake is pretty liberal. And then you go outside of Salt Lake City, you go south and you go a little bit north, and it becomes very conservative. And I think they like Ted Cruz. They think Ted Cruz, when Ted Cruz and you know, his buddy Mike Lee, our senator Mike Lee, they were the two guys who held up who brought the federal government to a standstill a couple of years ago, and they're still great pals. And Ted Cruz was here campaigning for Mike Lee to be reelected in his bid to get reelected to the Senate. So,
no, I don't want to offend anybody yet. I don't really fully understand the organization of the Mormon Church, but there's this, you know, ultra hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Ayatollahs say anything particular about a candidate here? I mean, and people vote accordingly?
They don't.
Right.
They don't. They don't ever endorse candidates explicitly. There may be some implicit endorsements. I think that, of course, when Mitt Romney was running for president, it was clear who the LDS Church hierarchy would favor. Although, you know, there are some Democrats even in the hierarchy of the LDS Church, in the various tiers of leadership. There are some Democrats and I mean, very few, but some. But they never explicitly say who to vote for. And I don't know what I would think that they are lining up probably along the lines of Cruz and Kasich. And that's sort of the general feeling that would filter down, not explicitly, but implicitly to the membership.
So would you expect a high turnout to show that Cruz can stop Trump cold, or
yeah,
high turnout because Trump wants to make a run here?
Well, I think that I would expect a high turnout partially because everybody's just excited that Utah seems to be a little bit in play. That's exciting. We our caucuses used to be later in the year in June when really everything was all over. So they moved them up to March, and that now things are in play. The delegates are in play. People are excited about that, and it's I think there'll be a high turnout because of that, and I think that people really have the feeling that in the caucuses, the presidential caucuses that we're going to have on tomorrow, that their vote will actually have some meaning in the presidential caucus. So yeah,
poor Orrin Hatch, what's he going to do?
Geez, I don't know. I don't know. He'll probably write a song about it, and sing it to himself in his lonely little office. I don't know what Orrin will do. He was he didn't get his nomination to the Supreme Court that he wanted a few years ago, and he'll just end out. I find it he's kind of a sad case to me these days. He'll just finish out his term and retire back here to Utah, I guess.
My name is Orrin Hatch. I've got one vote. I feel like a fellow up a creek without a boat.
That, very nice.
There we go.
You might suggest that
we'll
to him,
send
John.
That to him, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Allred, the co-host of the Radio From Hell show on KXRK. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you.